its current state. Floods have ravaged Michigan this spring. The Red Cedar River has overflowed its banks here on the MSU campus, flooding the baseball, softball, and soccer complex. In Lansing, flooding forced organizers of the Lansing Marathon to change their planned route. The Grand Rapids area has been especially hard hit. You may have seen a photo that's been making the rounds, taken from inside an office building in Grand Rapids, of floodwaters rising up to the surface of a window with a fish in the picture. All the flooding is holding back the planting season for Michigan farmers as well. And joining us today to help us understand what flooding means to agriculture in the state is Bob Boehm. Bob is manager of the Commodity and Marketing Department of the Michigan Farm Bureau. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good morning.
We've seen lots of photos of Grand Rapids area flooding with the Grand River a couple of feet higher than its record highs there. Where is Grand Rapids where the flooding is the worst, or are the other areas hit just as bad?
Well, I guess if your field or your basement's flooded, it's the worst there. It's localized flooding, they call it. But any of the creeks and rivers across the state have exceeded their banks, and we've got some flooding areas. Thankfully, the Great Lakes levels are at record low levels, so we're seeing these floodwaters have a place to go, and they're receding fairly quickly.
How much planting has already been done in Michigan at this point then?
Virtually zero. And I guess, you know, we always contrast to the previous year. And last year we were dealing with drought, and we had a very high early spring last year. We were probably 4 weeks ahead of normal for planting last year. And this year we're probably 2 weeks behind normal. So virtually nothing has been planted this year where, for instance, sugar beets, one of the crops that we grow and plant earliest in the season, was virtually complete a year ago at this time, and we barely have anything in the ground.
Are we getting predictions about upcoming rainfall possibilities? And also, do you know how long it might take for the soil to dry out to the point where planting can begin?
It really depends on the soil type, whether you're talking a sandy soil that drains fairly quickly or a heavier clay soil. So we've got a lot of variety of soils in the state. What we need is warm temperatures. Seed doesn't germinate until it's around 50 degree temperature, soil temperature. So we're in the 40s right now. So anything that did get planted and there's very little is just sitting there in the ground. But we're calling for warmer temperatures. The forecast looks better, improving later in the week and on into the weekend. It'll take probably 4 to 5 days to a week in some areas before they can get on it.
I do think the 7-day forecast that I saw for the Lansing area, though, didn't have any precipitation in it starting today or tomorrow or something like that, and noticeably warmer temperatures. So for mid-Michigan, do you interpret that as that sounds like good news?
Yeah, that's the type of forecast we need.
Are there any crops easier to get in the ground under these conditions than others?
We don't grow much rice, but that would be one.
I knew there was going to be a wisecrack about rice that was in that
no,
question.
No, we need to have the soils dry out so you can get the equipment over the field. There's a lot of prep work that needs to be done before you plant as well. So fertilizer application on winter wheat, being able to get out on the field and do some minor tillage before you can plant, get some fertilizer on the ground. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. So I guess the big caution for people out on the roadway is when the weather does break, there's going to be a big push to get a lot of acreage covered in a short amount of time. Take advantage of the planting window. And so there'll be a lot of equipment on the roadways. There'll be a lot of people working late into the night with lights and so on. So be ready for that, I guess.
I did a story last summer, a drought-related story, and the impact on Michigan's corn crop. Is it too early? I think corn typically goes in about now or maybe a little bit later.
Right. It would be about now. And they start worrying about yield reduction if you have a planting date later into May. I don't think we're in that concern yet. But we do need the weather to break to be able to get out and get the crops planted so they have a best opportunity. The longer-term forecast, which, you know, it's tough to predict one day or 2 days out, but the 30- to 90-day forecast does call for warmer than normal temperatures, which could make up for a later planting date. So it takes about 2,700 growing degree days. That's just a measure of how much heat units there are, and we're only at about 40 or 50 right now. So we've got a long ways to go. If we can get the crops planted in the ground and have some decent summer weather, we still have a great potential.
I think everybody remembers that Michigan's fruit crop got hammered last year, but How did the dust settle on the corn crop last year? Did it really suffer? Or?
Yeah, we had a poor corn crop, but actually the late season rains did help the crop, and we were able to salvage a pretty decent crop last year. You know, you mentioned the fruit crop, and a year ago we had the spring warm-up in March. All the buds came out, and then we returned to more normal weather in April last year and froze out most of the apples and all the cherries. This year the fruit folks have been able to sleep at night instead of out trying to protect their crop. So the crop potential looks good in the fruit industry, which is real good news for us.
How do farmers adapt from year to year when conditions are such a roller coaster ride like this?
That's really part of what the farmer does best, is trying to manage all the variables. And the weather is one thing you can't manage, but you try to do everything you can. They use tools like crop insurance to help pay in the event we do have a frost, a freeze, a drought, something that impacts their crop, so they can have some recovery. They pay for that insurance, and there's some support through the federal government as part of the Farm Bill to provide that crop insurance coverage. So they use irrigation, they use tile drainage to try to get the water off the fields as quick as possible. They use irrigation when there's Mother Nature doesn't apply the moisture at the right time. So there's a lot of things they do with plant populations, high-tech seed that can withstand some of the adverse conditions out there better than the older seed. They use a lot of high-tech equipment in terms of GPS, satellite,
I don't think a month goes by that I don't read about some technological application to agriculture.
It is really changing the landscape, isn't it?
It's
rapidly changing, and you know, we all talk about the growing world population and the 9 billion people that are going to be inhabiting this earth, and how do we feed them with limited resources in terms of land, water, et cetera. So we've got to be able to continue to improve our productivity from the land and the water resources we have.
You alluded to the Great Lakes being at record low levels. Does that play a role in getting floodwaters to recede then?
I think it does. I mean, it helps. There's a place for this water to go, and it's really needed. We have, we've talked about needing to dredge some of our harbors to be able to get ships in. We've talked about lower tonnage on ships on the Great Lakes. So any additional water we have after a drought year is really welcome. We're just wanting to turn off for a few weeks so we can get these crops planted.
There are photographs of property owners with property on the big lakes, on the Great Lakes, and they have got more beach than ever. I really feel for these people, because a lot of these people are looking at properties that did not look anything at all like they look now when they bought them.
Right. Well, Mark, you and I have been around here long enough to realize and remember the times the Great Lakes levels had gone through their cycles. You know, it wasn't that long ago where we had people losing their homes due to erosion along Lake Michigan shoreline because of high water and erosion. We're in a cyclical low here, but weather events like we've had will help reverse that trend.
Bob Boehm is manager of the Commodity and Marketing Department of the Michigan Farm Bureau. We've been talking about the impact of precipitation on Michigan agriculture. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.